Today we want to get right to the heart of the matter and talk about your perception of money. Now, when we talk about money, of course we're talking about cash, dollars, pounds, or euro, or whatever currency it is that may tickle your fancy or be the one that you use or the one that you want to use. We're not talking about an abstract concept, we're talking about actual cash, whether it's in a bank account, whether it's in an investment account, whether it's in your wallet or your purse, whether it's in your pocket, or whether it's in a coffee can in the freezer or buried under the floorboards or stuffed in a mattress. Whatever you do with your cash, dollars, pounds, or euro, yen or rubles or shekels, it doesn't matter what you do with them, but this is what we're talking about. Your perception of money is fundamental to your experience of wealth. Now, we don't say this because it's a universal truth. We don't say it because somehow or another there's a metaphysical basic here. We say this because if you are participating in this conversation, undoubtedly wealth is connected to currency of some sort. Now, maybe you could also throw in here silver coins and gold bars and things like that, diamonds and rubies and emeralds and sapphires. Whatever is currency for you is what we're concerned about here. The reason why we're being so very specific is because we want you to think about, as we are talking about the perception that you have of money, what that means in very specific terms. So before we go any further, it might be very helpful for you to take a moment and think about where all of your money is. Think about the different accounts that it's stashed in, the different parts and places in physical terms that you might have actual currency notes, or coins, or diamonds, or rubies, or emeralds, or sapphires, or whatever it is that you hold in place. Think of the safety deposit boxes, think of the coffee cans in the freezer, think of your wallet, think of your purse. Think of the little cubbyhole that you have in your car where you keep extra dollars for the toll roads. Whatever it is that might actually be something where you would keep money, think about where all of your money is. And think about all the places you have it stashed. Now, the reason why we invite you to do this is not so that you will know where it is, but so that you will think about that you have it. Because you are in the current state of having some amount of money, even if it's just a penny. You are in the current state of having some amount of money. It's your perception of this money that is the topic of this series of conversations. Now, we call it the solution to every money problem. And that's precisely right, because if you will get your perception of money lined up to be an extension of who you actually are, you will find that whatever you have ever thought was a money problem in the past simply goes away. We don't mean the situation goes away. We don't mean that the problem is solved, because that's not what we're actually talking about. The solution to every money problem is the recognition that there is actually no money problem. But on the ground, that doesn't necessarily change the facts, but it definitely changes your perception of the facts, which then changes the facts. Remember that the physical universe, including cash, dollars, and pounds, and euro, all the money that you have, is an extension of your thought. Everything that is happening in physical terms is happening for you, to your benefit, on your behalf, and is happening in alignment with your thinking. Now, most of you have some version of an idea that there's not enough money. That idea is a painful idea, not because it's true. The facts that support your assertion that there's not enough money exist because you assert there's not enough money. You haven't drawn the conclusion that there's not enough money because of the facts. It's the other way around. The facts exist, you observe them, you have evidence of the assertion that you are making in some way, shape, or form that there's not enough money. So your perception of money is one of lack. Now, this may be greater or lesser, even depending upon the time of the day, depending upon where you are in relationship to lots of other topics. Sometimes you may be pretty easy with this idea, and sometimes it may feel like it's grinding you down into the ground, that it's just getting worse and worse and worse, and never really getting better or better or better or better. But that can change right here, right now. That can change at any time. You are not captured to this idea. There is no reason, no metaphysical reason, why you have to stay here in this place. This can all change. You can, if you wish, if it is your desire, and if you are willing to change your mind and to be wrong about what you have been thinking up to this point, you will find great relief. And you will be able to perceive money as being fully abundant, as being powerfully present, as being ultimately helpful, as basically coming in, piling up, stacking up, raising up, specifically because you have decided that you will have this. Your perception of money is what is driving your money story. And today we invite you to begin, no matter what you've done up to this point. We're going to use the word begin. Perhaps more appropriate would be the word continue. But today, right now, right here, wherever you are hearing these words, today we invite you to pay attention to what feels better to you about money, cash, dollars, pounds, euros, whatever the case may be. From where we sit, you have an abundance of all of these things. You have an abundance beyond your imagining. And that's sort of the key, is that it's beyond your imagining. But it need not be. It need not be at all a difficult or impossible thing. Our suggestion is that you begin to think about money as being abundant and to really tap in to the idea of the fullness of what you actually have, even if you have only a penny. You can change your perception of money. You may feel as though that's an impossible task. But today we invite you to at least contemplate what it might feel like to actually change your mind. And what that feeling is, perhaps of relief, perhaps of joy, perhaps of delight, perhaps of just a deep and abiding grace, whatever it is, whatever it feels like, we invite you to bring your attention in that direction and start thinking about money in those terms and to use any excuse at all that you might have for feeling better and better and better and better about the cash dollars that are in your possession and those that you imagine will be coming into your possession. Your perception of money can be, in fact, an extension of the unconditional love that you are, And it need not be a difficult thing. It's actually well within your grasp. Your perception of cash dollars Your perception of the money that you have already can be an expansive thing. It need not be difficult. It need not be an impossible task. And in fact, what we would suggest is that you use your capacity to imagine and let it carry you. This is actually easier than you can imagine. It really is easier than you can imagine. What is difficult, what has taken you years of training, is to see money as being something that is connected to lack. You have to practice that idea over and over and over again because you can't ever get very good at it because it's so powerfully upstream. It takes a tremendous amount of energy. And what we're inviting you to do today is to relax into the abundance. Relax into the abundance of money and cash, dollars and pounds, and euro in your life. Your job today is to be willing to imagine, to be willing to see that it could be different, to change your mind about the perception that you have of money. Now, as we go throughout the remainder of this series, we'll be talking about this over and over and over and over again. We will be talking about a change in perception, the shift from the perception of lack to the perception of abundance in all ways. We invite you to go with us on this journey and to enjoy the possibility to feel the willingness that you actually have and let this be helpful, powerful, amazing, and wondrous. But you see, we say these words, but we're not talking about something you're going to have to do, try, get. We just mean be willing, be open, and let it flow, let it happen. And the way that starts is you just imagine that that might be possible. And if you say, well, I can't imagine that it would be possible, take another deep breath and see one more time, just one more time, if you can imagine any possibility whatsoever, where money is just an easy, open, abundant experience in your life right now. Today, not later, but here and now.